For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has said the United Nations should play a leading role in global governance. Speaking at the UN General Assembly on Thursday, Wang said the United Nations, as the core of the global system, should make international relations more democratic and rational. He also said the UN should follow the principle of working together to push globalization towards a more open, inclusive, balanced, and win-win situation. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has vowed to retaliate after U.S. President Donald Trump threatened to destroy Pyongyang in his speech at the United Nations General Assembly. In a statement released early Friday, Kim said Trump will face results beyond his expectation. Trump said on Tuesday at the general debate of the 72nd session of the UN General Assembly that Washington would have to totally destroy North Korea if the latter continues to threaten it and its allies. Kim also accused Trump of uttering unprecedented rude nonsense that one has never heard from any of his predecessors, saying the threat to totally destroy a sovereign state has gone beyond the limit. It's been announced that the former party chief of Gansu has been expelled from the party and dismissed from public office for actions including accepting bribes. Wang Sun-yun, also a former senior national legislator, was found to have responded passively and perfunctorily to major decisions by the party's central committee, committed dereliction of duty, made groundless criticisms of the party's key policies, and to have long engaged in superstitious activities. He was also accused of using his power to seek profit for others. He's being put under a party investigation. 25 suspects have been put under prosecutorial probe in connection with a fatal construction platform collapse in eastern China last year. Prosecutors say the 25 are suspected of dereliction of duty, abuse of power, or bribery. The accident happened in November last year at a power plant in Fengcheng, Jiangxi Province, killing 73 workers. China has said it was a wrong decision for the rating agency Standard & Poor's to cut the country's sovereign credit rating. S&P has lowered China's rating by one notch to A+ from AA-, citing economic and financial risks from its fast credit growth. China's Commerce Ministry said the decision was perplexing, as the downgrade came while China's economic growth had gained a firmer footing, calling for more attention to the country's distinctive financing structure, the wealth-creating effect of the government's spending, and its support for growth. The Chinese Air Force on Thursday dismissed concerns over its ongoing training exercises with the Pakistani Air Force, saying they were routine drills. Shun Jing Ker, spokesperson for the People's Liberation Army Air Force, said it is international practice to hold military exercises and there's no need for some countries to overreact to it. The ongoing joint drills, named Shaheen 6, were launched in China on September the 7th and will run until September the 27th. China and Pakistan have dispatched fighter jets, fighter bombers, early warning aircraft and ground forces to join the exercise. The Chinese Air Force began high-sea training in 2015 and has passed through the Bashar Channel and the Miyako Strait on many occasions. Palestinian Prime Minister Rami al-Hamdallah said Palestine welcomes China's initiative to push forward the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Hamdallah made the remarks at a reception hosted by the Office of the People's Republic of China to the State of Palestine to celebrate the 68th anniversary of the founding of China. Hamdallah hailed the peace plan proposed in July by Chinese President Xi Jinping on the political settlement of the Palestinian issue, saying that Palestinians count on the growing and pivotal role that China plays in the arena. He also reaffirmed Palestine's commitment to the advancement of the Sino-Palestinian ties in various fields. The Chinese embassy to Myanmar on Thursday offered humanitarian aid to the Myanmar Red Cross Society in Yangon to help the displaced people in Rakhine State. Chinese Ambassador Hong Liang said at the donation ceremony that China and Myanmar are close and good neighbors. China always gives a hand when the neighbor meets difficulty. The head of the Myanmar Red Cross Society expressed his thanks to the Chinese government and said they will make full use of the assistance to help the displaced people. The leaders of Turkey and the United States have reiterated their opposition to an independence referendum proposed by the Iraqi Kurdish regional government. At a meeting in New York, Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Donald Trump agreed such a move would have serious consequences for the region's stability. The referendum was scheduled for next Monday. But most Western powers, including the US and EU, have voiced concerns that the poll could ignite a new round of conflict between Baghdad and Iraqi Kurdistan. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.